9:18 p.m. on Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Wow. I've watched a lot of basketball in the past 4 days? 5 days? Now, 6 days? However long it's been. I've watched quite a bit. It's either been really good or really bad. There hasn't been a lot in the middle. Definitely watching good teams meld in against mediocre teams, and some mediocre teams meld in against good teams. So, it's interesting. It's good. I wouldn't want it to be like this all the time. I wouldn't want it to be like baseball, where the games start at noon. In fact, I really miss games being at a evening time. It's definitely the schedule that they're on now it actively disrupts my day. But at least my day is getting disrupted for something fun. And I'm able to do it while I'm working. If I have something I need to concentrate on, I can just mute the TV and focus on that. And wake up at the score every now and then and still get work done. It's not a detriment to my appointment, which is nice. But you know, it's kind of also. It also would be nicer if all that stuff was in the evening, like it usually is, because that's when I like to watch basketball. I like to do other things in the day. But, you know, I'm glad we have it. It is an effective distraction from the world, for sure. Anyway, I guess I'll just go over some of the notes I made. About some things that are happening. It looks like the Spurs and the Blazers are on a collision course for the play-in. I guess it could technically even be the Spurs versus Blazers. Memphis actually has a pretty solid lock on that 8 seed. If they only need to win, or at least Memphis has a pretty solid lock on being in that game. They only need to win a couple of games. It looks like they may not win any games at all right now, unfortunately. It'd be like that sometimes. They're just not operating on full capacity. And Jaren Jackson got hurt, which is... Another big blow to Memphis. So they only need to win. They only need to basically go 500 in these remaining games, and they'll be in that playing game and probably be in the 8th seed to play in it, which means they only need to win once. But Memphis and, or Spurs and Blazers are really gunning for that 9th seed. Blazers are doing the typical Blazer thing where people pretend it's the best basketball ever when they do nothing for three quarters, and then CJ and Dame shoot him, you know, drop, you know, 10 threes between them, and then they win a game by a possession, and people act like the Blazers are world beaters. it's the most irritating thing in the world. But it's been this way since Damian Lillard got drafted. I'm used to it by now. And it's an effective strategy. Hey, if you can pull it off, this was the year that it looked like they couldn't pull it off anymore, but this sort of format is pretty much tailor-made for them, because they're going to get away from being being bad most of the year. I mean, they were bad most of the year. They're going to get away with it, which, hey, more power to them. Unless the Spurs can catch them. And, you know, we're also rewarding another team that's bad most of the year. So I don't know. it's a little frustrating to me. Especially, you know, seeing so many over the years, so many good teams in the West finish 9 and get no such chance to play in. I mean, we've had, this is not talking about the Lakers. The Lakers were not a good team that missed the playoffs the last 2 years. They were a bad team that missed the playoffs. They deserve to miss the playoffs. But, you know, in recent years, we've had teams win 50 games and miss the playoffs. We've had teams 6 games above 500 and miss the playoffs. So this is not that. This is a team that, you know, is going to get into the 8th seed and that didn't play all that well this year. But hey, if it can, whereas the Grizzlies, you know, you can argue the Grizzlies had a much better regular season, but now you almost want them to fall out. Sorry to say, just so there's an entertaining first round series, because right now with their health, it would not be a very entertaining first series with them and the Lakers. It would be bad, whereas Lakers versus Blazers would be an interesting series that the Blazers would have a chance to win. I don't think the Spurs would have a chance to beat them. I don't think the Blazers would have a chance to beat them if we were playing in a different era. But in this era where it's so three-point centric and the Lakers are so bad at three-point shooting, then yeah, the Blazers can beat them. And I mean, those are the rules of the game. The Lakers know what the rules are. They didn't have to build a team that had no 3-point shooters. They've cut at least one good 3-point shooter. And he's over in Denver shooting 3-pointers good. So there's really no excuse. They knew what they were getting into. It's their own fault, but it's also somewhat ridiculous when a team that just kind of just half-asses it 3/4 of the game like the Blazers do end up in so many games and winning so many games. It's ridiculous, but you know what? Those are the rules. That's how the game is played, and you got to accept it. If you love basketball and you love the NBA, you have to deal with this part of life, because when it's good basketball, when you see a team doing what the Blazers do without like the lazy part, it's really fun to watch. And you couldn't have that without also allowing for a team like the Blazers to kind of like back their way and do wins and playoff series wins over and over again. It's unfortunately a side effect of the very good stuff that the modern era brings. You know, it's just natural. But yeah. Mavs and Clippers, they're also a lock. I think that series is like the Clippers, if they're as focused as they were in the regular season and like as focused as they were at the start of this thing, then I think they'll roll over the Mavs. But they've shown to be a little bit shaky in the focus department past couple of games. They got away with it in one game, and they did not get away with it against the Suns. The Suns definitely beat them at their own game, and definitely took advantage of the fact that the Clippers weren't taking them serious. So yeah, how good the Mavs and Clippers series is unfortunately depends on the Clippers maybe looking past the Mavs for it to be a good series. So hope that happens. The rest of the playoff seeds are pretty locked in both conferences. There's going to be some movements, 3-6. Like we could see the Rockets either finish in third or sixth. So that's an interesting that's an interesting scenario where we could get like Nuggets Houston first round, which could be a potential Western Conference final matchup, and we could have that in our first round. So that should be interesting. And 4 and 5 should also be really interesting too. I have no idea how it's going to break out. Like it's most likely that like number 3 is the Nuggets, number 4 is Utah, number 5 is Houston, number 6 is, well, actually I would say it's most likely that number 4 is Houston. Number 5 is Utah, number 6 is Oklahoma. That's like the most likely thing to happen, but and when I say most likely, like at least going by my spreadsheet, like 2 or 3% more likely than other scenarios. So it's really close. Like the Rockets projected to finish the season winning about this thing is unfortunately skewed a little incorrectly. They're not going to win 67% of the games, but they could. Sorry, this sheet is broken, but is broken as percentages, but like the percentage differences in the teams is pretty similar. So I think it's pretty likely that we see a lot of movement there. Same in the East. It's very likely that Miami moves up, which is good for them. Well, I don't know, because the Celtics are playing a lot better now lately too, so I actually don't know how likely that is. It's tough, man. Like, Indiana's playing great too. The Sixers are playing pretty well, although, you know, Ben Simmons, he hurt his knee today. They're saying he's going to be okay, but knowing Philadelphia, they'll probably take him out of a game or two, which would mean, well, given their schedule, they could still finish pretty similar to where they are now. So that's a big war there. Like 4 and 5 in the East is going to be a great series. The other East playoff series, maybe not so much, but 4 and 5 is going to be good. And then 3 and 6 is also probably going to be, well, yeah, 3 and 6 is also going to be very good. So it's going to be at least 2 good playoff series in the East. Should be interesting to see. Let's see. And funny thing about speaking of the East, technically the Hornets are the 9th seed now. What's funny is the Hornets there's actually a chance. It's still alive. The possibility of the Hornets finishing with a record that would allow them to have a play-in game, even though they weren't invited to the bubble. So I don't know. I don't know what happens if that happens. Probably nothing. It is interesting how close it is. I think they probably could not have got it done without inviting the Suns. Like, apparently they needed the votes, and Sarver wasn't going to vote for anything but restarting the season. He was like pretty insistently demanding on it. But like, in all honesty, the Hornets probably technically deserve to be there in this bubble more than the Suns do, but also the Suns are really making the best of it, so good on them. The Suns are an interesting case because they're basically one loss from not being able to catch Portland or the Spurs. They're basically one loss away from that. But they could still like technically finish within 4 games of the Grizzlies and just like say, hey, we we didn't get a chance to do it. We didn't get a chance to do the play-in. So that should be pretty interesting. But it at least brings some interest to the rest of the games of the seeding games, because otherwise these games are pretty bad. but there are a few things to watch and a few things to enjoy, so at least there's that. All right. I'll probably do another podcast at the end of the bubble, or if something like really, really great or fascinating happens between now and the end of the seeding. Otherwise, next time you hear from me, it'll be the playoffs in September or late August. It's so weird. But hey, it's cool. Alrighty. That's it for today. Y'all have a good week. I guess I should talk about something non-basketball. Nothing is going on. Outside of basketball, nothing is going on in my life. So, nothing. Which I'm sure a lot of you can relate to right now. Welcome to my world. Anyway, that's all for this week. Y'all have a good week. Goodbye.